With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Monday, the Wright County Board of Supervisors approved a letter of consent on the intended sale of 35% of the equity and debt of Prestige Foods of Iowa, LLC, to Holstone Farms 2, LLC of Fremont, Nebraska. And this is Wright County Supervisor Carl Helgevold.
We're the company that Prestige has worked with for years and years and did the training of their first shift.
Okay.
And they've had a long relationship. I think they go up to like 49% ownership, but they're doing 35% now. Prestige, the name stays the same. Nothing changes there. It was an aspect of getting availability to more pigs. That was the reasoning for it.
Both companies operate pork processing plants, Holstone and Fremont, Nebraska, Prestige near Eagle Grove. Monday, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors approved a request from the City of Hampton to place a tax abatement on a property that the city is working on to develop it. The abatement is for $118. Another business, the Franklin Supervisors approved a new employee health insurance plan by selecting a plan from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield for next year. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors also directed the county auditor to prepare a resolution for the board to consider at next week's business meeting, outlining the funding and distribution of the funds for the libraries in the county. Monday, the Hardin County Board of Supervisors approved a resolution that approved the Hardin County Emergency Operations Plan. It's a comprehensive plan that has to be completed every 5 years in order to be eligible for natural disaster assistance, both in terms of fiscal assets as well as other operational assets that may be required during a natural or man-made disaster. Friday night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department arrested two people for being involved in a burglary case at 1809 Grouse Avenue north of Latimer. The Sheriff's Department received a report of subjects removing items from buildings and a house on the property. Deputies responded and found a four-door vehicle parked at the residence that did not belong there. Deputies located 35-year-old Tony J. Jones of Mason City and 35-year-old Corey M. Benson of Ames at the residence. The home had been broken into and items in the home were damaged consistent with a burglary. Items from the residence were found on Jones and Benson and in their possession. Both were charged with third-degree burglary and for possession of burglar tools and were later released from custody. The Missouri City Council recently passed in all three readings two ordinance amendments, one concerning fireworks, the other concerning trees in the city. The Missouri Council received information that the city will be switching from Frontier to Router 12 for both phone and internet service at a significant savings to the city, and the permit application has been submitted to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources for the city's new well project. The Powerball jackpot climbed to an estimated $835 million after no one beat the immense odds and won the giant prize from last night. There now have been 29 consecutive drawings without a jackpot winner, dating back to July 19th when a player in California won $1.08 billion. That winless streak is due to the tough odds of winning the Powerball jackpot at 1 in $292.2 million. Although the game highlights the $835 million prize, that is for a winner who is paid through an annuity over 30 years. Most winners choose the cash payout option. For the next drawing Wednesday night, that will be an estimated $390.4 million. The North Iowa Community Action Organization says that beginning October 1st, seniors 60 years of age and older can apply for the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. Everyone else can apply for the program beginning November 1st. The in-person requirement to apply has been waived. Applications are accepted by mail, email, online, or by telephone. The North Iowa Community Action Organization covers Butler, Franklin, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, and Floyd counties in the broadcast area. For more information, go to nicao-online.org. Again, that's nicao-online.org or call 800-873-1899. Again, 800-873-1899. A large swath of Iowa received rainfall in the past week, reducing the days suitable for field work just over five during the week ending Sunday, according to the latest Iowa crop report. From the USDA, field activities for the week were harvesting corn and soybeans. Corn maturity reached 83% this week. That's 9 days ahead of last year, 12 days ahead of the five-year average. Corn harvested for grain reached 9% statewide, 6 days ahead of last year and 4 days ahead of the average. Moisture content of field corn being harvested for grain was at 21%. Corn condition improved slightly to 50% good to excellent. Soybeans coloring or beyond reached 95%, roughly 1 week ahead of both last year and the average. Soybeans dropping leaves 75% this week, 6 days ahead of last year and 5 days ahead of normal. Soybeans harvested reached 11%, 3 days ahead of last year and 1 day ahead of normal. Soybean condition remained steady at 47%, good to excellent. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.